You are listening to Audio Drama in a Darker Shade at darkerprojects.com. And now our feature presentation.
By the 22nd century, mankind had stretched forth its hand to command the stars. But then came the war with the Amsis, and the Terran Empire was brought to ruin. Now, humanity is nothing more than a defeated and conquered race. Yet even in these dark and oppressive times, the hopes for freedom still burn bright.
Darker Projects presents The Sword of Windsor, Episode 1, Exodus, by Eric L. Busby. Based on the Falcon Banner novels by Christopher Patrick Lydon. Original music composed and performed by Kai Hartwig and Kevin MacLeod. Featuring the voice talents of Mark Brzee as Captain Tobias Windsor, Diane Capen as Susan Baxter, David Ault as Luther Emerson, Dan Gorgon as Luke Ballard, Alex McNichol as Kaisan, Gareth Preston as Alexander Jacob, Damaris Mannering as Sarah Graves, Ellie Hirschman as Rupert Sullivan, Armin Borgam as Amsis Controller, Chris Snyder as Taerian Bartender, and Jim Barber as Dross.
Are several ships closing in on attack vectors.
Maintain present course and speed.
Engine room, how long before we can jump again?
I'm doing everything I can to bypass the main safety setting, but I need another minute.
We don't have another minute.
Do what you can, Ballard. Inform me the moment we can jump.
Aye, sir.
Oh, what are we going to do in the meantime? Ask the Amsis really nice to stop shooting at us?
Keep calm, Commander Emerson. All problems have a solution if you know where to look for them. Kaisan, I want you to target the engine mass on the closest capital ship.
Aye, sir. Target configuration lock on, sir.
All cannons. Fire! Status report.
Primary engine mass has been destroyed. The Amsis ship is drifting.
And opening a gap in their net.
Precisely. Susan, get us through that opening before the Amsis can pin us down again.
Yes, sir.
I don't believe it. We're actually getting through.
The Amsis ships are in pursuit.
To be expected.
Engineering and command deck, we are good to jump.
Timely as ever, Mr. Ballard. Commander, I think it's time we left this party.
Helm, execute jump.
Clear from jump. No sign of pursuit.
That's the fourth time this week the Amsis have found us.
Something tells me it won't be the last. Make assessment of our battle damage and then report to me in my cabin. You have the bridge, Commander.
Aye, sir. You heard the man, people. Let's see how bad off we are.
Years. That's how long our mission was. 12 years in which I and the crew of the exploration ship Asimov charted the mysteries of unexplored space. We cataloged countless new worlds and life forms, studied unusual phenomena that no human eye had ever seen before, only to come home and find that home had been destroyed. Confusion set in first. After all, how could any of this be true? How could the greatest military power in known space have been defeated so easily? But then pieces of the puzzle started to come together. Stories of what had gone on during our absence. The most shocking of these stories was discovering that my old friend Admiral von Grippen had betrayed the Empire. I didn't want to believe it at first, couldn't believe it. I'd known the Admiral for years. Perhaps the greatest military tactician that ever lived. What could have driven him to act as he did? To take away the entire home fleet and seal the jump gate behind him. He doomed the Empire and left Earth all but defenseless. The few ships that remained behind proved to be no match for the Amesis. Nor, apparently, did the Great Barrier Shield surrounding the planet. The Amesis carried out an orbital bombardment of the Earth, leveling almost every city across the face of the globe. Vast areas of Africa, Europe, the Indies, and North America are so contaminated with radiation that they can no longer support life. It could be that way for decades to come. We've returned to find our home gone. We stand alone. There's no one we can turn to for aid. No one whom we can call upon for help. And worse, the Amesis know we're out here. They are hunting us. I find myself wondering just how much longer we can elude them.
Come in.
The damage report you wanted, sir?
Just give it to me straight up, Luther.
We took minor damage to the port thruster. Biodome 3 is suffering power flux. Chief Ballard is working on it.
Any casualties?
None, thankfully. But Dr. Graves does report that cases in depression amongst the crew seem to be on the rise.
Considering that they have lost their loved ones, friends, and family, I'd be surprised if they weren't depressed. At least the ship held together. It could have been a lot worse.
It might yet. What I mean is, we can't keep playing hide-and-seek with the Amesis. Sooner or later, our luck is going to run out.
You do have a point. Will you join me, Commander?
What's that, sir?
50-year-old scotch. I've been saving it to celebrate our return home and the completion of our mission.
Seems a shame to drink it now. Almost wasteful.
Well, I don't know. It's not every day you get back to discover your home has been razed to the ground. To the Empire. May it rest in peace. It does have a bit of a kick to it, doesn't it?
Yes, sir. Permission to speak freely, sir.
Always. You know that.
What are we going to do now?
The million-dollar question. What are we going to do now? You know something? I had everything mapped out for what I was going to do after this mission was over. This was to be my last mission. I was going to retire to a small cabin I own near the Belgrade Lakes in Maine. Spend the rest of my days fishing and enjoying nature. I had it all set up, just waiting for me to come home.
Sounds like it would have been nice.
Maybe it would have been. Maybe I would have died from boredom. Guess I'll never know now. I doubt the cabin is even standing anymore.
This does bring me back to the question of, what are we going to do now?
Well, if our esteemed colleague from the Imperial State Security has his way, we will be spending our time in a noble effort to push the AMSIS from Imperial territories.
That would be suicide. Jacob can't be serious.
He is. It is his belief that if we make a series of tactical strikes, it will drive the AMSIS out and then we can restore the Empire.
But we're only one ship. That would be one hell of an undertaking.
Not to mention that we are only an exploration vessel. We only have 4 defensive railguns and no fighter support to speak of.
Like I said, it would be a hell of an undertaking. Are you seriously considering this option?
I am considering all of our options at the moment. I do have an idea. It's a bit of a long shot, but it may be our best hope.
What is it?
I still need to research it more. I'll be calling a meeting of all department heads in the morning. I'll discuss it then. Who has the watch tonight?
I do, sir.
Good. Keep the ship at alert status, too. If the AMSIS turn up, execute emergency jumps. Under no circumstances are you to engage the enemy.
Understood, sir.
Very good. Dismissed.
Good night, sir.
Computer on.
Computer activated.
Open all logs of worlds the Asimov encountered during our exploration mission.
Logs found and opened.
Of those worlds, how many were capable of supporting humanoid life?
117.
And of those 117, how many were not already inhabited by sentient life forms?
105.
Please display all data we have on those 105 worlds. I'll go through them one at a time. Thank you all for coming. I'm not going to beat around the bush. Things look grim, and there is every chance that things will get worse before they get better. As you all know by now, the Empire has been conquered by the AMSIS hegemony. There is a very real possibility we may be the last Imperial ship left in the system.
Indeed, Captain. It is because of that very fact that we have a responsibility to the people of the Empire. We must exhaust every effort in preserving the legacy of the Empire and restore it to its great glory.
Do you have the slightest idea what you're proposing? The chances of our success are... they're not good, to say the least.
The chances of our success do not matter. We have a sacred duty to the Empire that must be carried out.
Sadly, I have to agree with Mr. Jacob.
Sir, you can't be serious.
Oh, I am very serious. Mr. Jacob is quite correct when he says we have a duty to the Empire. But just what does that mean? That's why we're here this morning. Now, as I see it, we presently have 3 options before us. First, we can carry on as Mr. Jacob wishes and make a valiant, if futile, effort to drive the hegemony from Imperial space.
It would not be futile, Captain. Our technology puts us decades ahead of anything the AMSIS have. All we need to do is recover the...
Mr. Jacob, regardless of what the Imperial propaganda machine might like us to believe, one ship is not enough to take on the whole AMSIS war fleet. If it was the few ships that were left behind when von Grippen left, that would be more than enough to keep the AMSIS from bombing Earth back into the Stone Age. Now kindly keep quiet until I'm finished. Thank you. Now, as I was saying, we have 3 options. The second being that we could surrender to the AMSIS and hope that they show leniency towards us.
There is a good chance they'd most likely line us all along a wall and execute the whole crew.
You're right there, Doctor. Which brings us to our third and perhaps best option. This is the planet we delegated E-117.
I remember that world. We charted it 4 years ago.
That's right, Professor Sullivan. It has a climate that is ideal to support human life. Its standard year is 385 days long. I've taken the liberty of renaming it Terra Nova. That basically means New Earth.
So just what is it that you're proposing, Captain? Did we set up a colony or something?
That's precisely what I'm proposing. The journey there alone will take us well over 14 months. More than enough space to give us breathing room from the hegemony.
I can't believe what I'm hearing. You mean for us all to run away when the Empire needs us most?
No, I mean for us to survive. On Terra Nova, we have a chance to rebuild what has been lost.
But how do you propose we do that? There are only 47 people on this ship. It's not enough to build and sustain a stable colony. Not to mention our supplies are almost exhausted.
True. There is work ahead for us. But if memory serves me right, before the ship was refit for its exploration mission, it was a colony ship. Isn't that right, Mr. Ballard?
That's right, sir. Back then, I served as a junior technician.
What would be necessary to make it a colony ship again?
Well, not that much, really. We'd have to change the environmental setting of the biodomes. That just takes some alteration of the computer support files, but the major problem is that we'd have to empty out the biodomes themselves.
We can't do that. My people and I have spent the last decade of our lives collecting those plants. If we dump them out of the domes, they'll die. They need those environments to survive.
Professor, I understand how you feel about this, but we do not have much of a choice in the matter. The preservation of our race must take precedence on everything we have done until now. Besides, you will still have that data you've collected until now to work with.
Data is not quite the same thing as working with a genuine source, Captain. But I see I have little choice in that matter. Some of the plants may be able to survive in an oxygen atmosphere. Maybe at least salvage those.
I don't see why not.
I don't see why not. Professor Sullivan, your plant samples will be quite safe. You have nothing to fear. Because we are not leaving, this whole plan of yours, Captain, is quite preposterous.
Mr. Jacob, my decision is...
Your decision is that of a coward. I am an officer in Imperial State Security. While I am here, I represent the will of the immortal Emperor himself. And I say we are not abandoning our duty.
The immortal Emperor is dead. You have noticed that, haven't you?
Regardless of that, I still represent the Empire. And I say we stay.
The thing is, Mr. Jacob, the Empire you represent is gone. It's dead. Your orders don't carry the same weight they used to. It is as though the currency has been devalued.
Devalued? Well then, my dear Captain, I think it's high time you see just how valuable my currency really is. Computer, execute Alpha 179.
Command Deck, come in. What just happened? Command Deck. Command Deck.
Communications must be out.
Not only that, the door's hydraulics are down. I can't get them open.
I think you'll find everything is down. Including life support.
What the hell have you done to the ship?
I activated a program embedded within the main computer. It's designed to be used should the crew of any of His Majesty's Grand Fleet rebel and betray the Empire. It allows the Imperial State Security Officer to bring any mutiny to a quick and decisive end. As I have done now.
Restore the power or I'll...
You'll do nothing. I'm the only one who knows the codes to reactivate the ship. Not to mention that currently the computer will respond to my voice only, so sit down and shut up.
It would seem you have me over a barrel, so to speak, Mr. Jacob. I assume you plan to take command?
I'm not a military officer, Captain. I leave those tasks in the hands of people such as you. I simply ensure the Empire's will is done.
Then what is it you want of me?
Believe it or not, you're right, Captain. One ship is insufficient to stop the hegemon's occupation. We need support if we are to win our home back. Although the Emperor is dead, I believe a number of his bishops must have survived the fall. Your task, Captain, is to find them, and together we can take back what is ours.
And if I refuse?
In that case, we sit here and find out if we suffocate or freeze to death first. I think you've noticed that this room has gotten a great deal chillier since everything was shut off.
Captain, you can't give in to this piece of slime.
I fear we have little choice in the matter. Very well, Mr. Jacob. I shall do as you have instructed.
Very good, Captain. I'm glad we were able to see eye to eye in the end. Oh, and Mr. Emerson, I wouldn't plan on shooting me once the power comes back on. I have a small implant in my chest. It allows the ship's computer to monitor my heart rate. Should it suddenly stop beating, the computer will then execute a series of commands I have programmed into it. And I can guarantee you won't find any of them pleasant.
You have your pound of flesh, Mr. Jacob. Shall we get on with it?
Very well. Computer, engage program Alpha 710.
Command Deck to Captain. Come in, please.
Go ahead, Command Deck.
Captain, thank God. We just suffered a massive system crash.
Yes, I know, Susan. Everything is all right for the time being. Maintain alert status, too, and carry on.
Yes, sir.
Well, now we've finished with all that unpleasantness, I think we should prepare for our first jump. I believe the best place for us to look would be...
Nighty-night.
Doctor? What the hell did you just do?
Gave him the full dose of a powerful sedative. He'll be asleep for a while.
But... what were you doing with a sedative here in the first place?
Because I asked her to bring it. I suspected that Mr. Jacob might pull something like this. So, before the meeting, the good doctor and I had a pleasant little chat about my suspicions and came up with a way to deal with the problem.
How long will he sleep?
As long as we need him to. Captain, with your permission, I'd like to have Mr. Jacob taken down to sickbay, where I can keep him more comfortable, and keep an eye on his condition.
Granted. And thank you again, Doctor.
What a friend's for, Tobias. Dr. Graves to sickbay. We have a patient to pick up in conference room 1.
Well, before Mr. Jacob's interruption, I think I was about to explain my plan. The first thing we're going to need is to resupply the Asimov. After 12 years, we've pretty much exhausted all food stores as well as our fuel cells.
Resupply is going to be difficult. It's not like we can just drop by a space station and pick up what we need.
You're right there, Commander. However, if history has taught us anything, it's once an invading force has defeated its enemy, they suddenly find they have a lot of insurgency popping up to deal with. And that is something the Amsys are finding out right now. From the information we've been able to piece together, several of the colony worlds are resisting Amsys rule. There are massive attacks of sabotage, suicide bombings, you name it.
Understandable, but how does this help us?
For one thing, it's keeping the hegemony quite busy at the moment. It's the main reason they haven't thrown the bulk of their fleet out looking for us. Their ships and soldiers are quite busy trying to maintain control of Imperial space. One of the things they have not yet done is enforce their will too much on the Empire's allies for the moment. This is the Taerian home system. Although there is an Amsys presence there, it is not well enforced. With the Taer's help, we may be able to get what we need and get out before the Amsys even know we're there.
Going to be tricky. We'll have to leave the ship someplace safely hidden, then ship everything we need with shuttle pods.
And hope the Amsys don't notice what we're doing. How do we even know if the Taerians will help us?
We don't. It's a risk. but they were still loyal allies to the Empire right until the fall. They are our only hope right now. I considered the Orions, but they'd most likely blow us out of the sky themselves.
I used to know this one Orion trader back when I taught at university. Went by the name Dross. Wonderful chap. He had the knack for getting hard-to-find items. He set up shop on Terrian Prime, last I heard.
Really? Do you think he'd help us if we found him?
Maybe. Depends on if you can meet his price. Which does not come cheap, I can tell you.
That's something to think about. You're dismissed.
So that's the plan, then. We just pull up stakes and leave.
You have a better idea?
To be honest, no. But I am concerned how many of the crew will want to go along with this. Not everyone on board was part of your house.
True. But I wonder if any of the other houses even survived the fall. Hell, for all I know, I'm the highest-ranking member of the House of Windsor.
High Lord von Windsor? Has a nice ring to it, sir.
Never much cared for house ranks. That was my cousin's thing. But then the Empress is dead now, too, executed with the rest of the royal family. We can't stay here any longer, Luther. I know that, and you know that. And I think most of the crew knows it as well. The war's over. We lost. If any part of the Empire is to truly survive, we must rebuild. But we can't do it here.
I know. I just wish there was something more we could have done, is all.
I feel the same way. But we do have a lot of work ahead of us. Mr. Emerson, set course for the Terra system. Best possible speed.
At once, sir.
Look, I can understand why you're going, Commander Emerson, and Mr. Kaisan for the obvious reason. What I don't understand is why I have to come along.
Because you've met this Dross fellow. I need you to introduce us.
But that was over 15 years ago. I don't even know if he's still down there. Besides, I'm a scientist. I'm not cut out for this kind of stuff.
Then look at this as a grand adventure.
I never liked adventures. Should have kept my mouth shut at the meeting.
Ah, gentlemen. Nice of you to arrive. Your ride is all set to go.
Dear God! What have you done to the shuttle pod?
Luther had me make a few modifications to it.
Why? Wasn't it all right before?
No. It stuck out like a sore thumb. Do you have any idea what would happen if the Amsas spotted us flying down to Terrian Prime in an Imperial shuttle pod?
Something not good, I take it.
You can say that again. They'd probably blow us out of the sky. Now we should blend in just fine.
The pod looks like it's going to fall apart at any moment. Look, I'm really starting to get a bad feeling about all of this. Can I just back out of this?
No, you can't.
I was afraid you'd say that. Well, if we are going, then let's go.
After you, Mr. Kaisan.
Good luck, guys. Hey, if you get a chance, bring me back a pizza, will you? It's been ages since I had a good pie.
No promises, but I'll see what we can do.
Why is it the inside of these things always smells like old sweat socks?
That's one of the great universal mysteries, Professor. Like, why are we born? Why do we die? Why does the inside of a shuttle pod smell like sweat socks? No one knows.
Keep quiet, you two. This is Shuttle Pod Leiden, ready to dispatch.
Shuttle Pod Leiden, you're clear to go. Godspeed, boys.
Thank you, sir. Shuttle Pod Leiden is launching now.
We're clearing the asteroid field now, Commander.
Good. Maintain course for Tarian Prime.
Are you people sure the Asimov is going to be safe in those asteroids? What happens if the AMSIS detect her?
It's not very likely. The asteroids make an ideal camouflage from the AMSIS. I'm more concerned for us at the moment.
What's that supposed to mean?
Didn't I tell you not to say anything until we landed?
Sorry about that, sir. Slip of the tongue.
What the hell are you two talking about?
Oh, it's nothing major, Professor. Just some of the modifications Mr. Ballard made to the pod are a little... risky.
Define risky for me?
He had to reduce the radiation dampener so the engines no longer give off Imperial emissions.
He reduced the dampener? Doesn't that mean we're being exposed right now?
Yes, but it's in a minute quantity. It's not harmful. Well, not much.
Oh, this is such a bad idea. I want to go home.
Too late for that now. The AMSIS have picked us up. And they're hailing us.
This is Director 756 to approaching ship. Identify yourself and your purpose in this system.
Here goes nothing. R756, this is Shuttle Beta 7. Our purpose is trade with merchants on Tarian Prime.
This is so not good, not good, not good.
Will you just shut up?
Shuttle Beta 7, you are clear to proceed.
Well, so far so good.
Take us down to the capital city landing port, Kaizan. Now we just have to find this friend of yours, Professor.
I'm telling you guys, this is a bad idea. I can just feel it. Thick, bubbly, and sweet. Just as repugnant as I remember.
Would you care for another?
Oh yes, please.
Professor, this is the third pub we've been to since we arrived. We're starting to low run on Tarian credits.
Well, I'm sure this is the bar I met Dross in the first time.
You said that about other places too, Professor.
Hey, it's been a while. Things change, and takes a while to get your bearings again.
Well, how do we find him?
We don't. If I remember right, he tends to find you.
What does that mean?
It means I find you when the time is right. I wouldn't do anything hasty, Commander Emerson. My men are the nervous sort, and accidents tend to happen.
How do you know who I am?
I'm a businessman. It's my job to know these things. Besides, the AMSIS have put quite a price on information that will lead them to your ship, the Asimov. It seems you've already annoyed them since you returned from your mission.
Dross! It's great to see you again. You do remember me, don't you?
As I said, I'm a businessman, Professor Rupert Sullivan. I remember all my customers, especially when they've stiffed me on 4,000 credits for a very rare Orion whiskey.
Did I do that?
Yes. I have to say I was rather disappointed in you after that. Now then, gentlemen, why don't you tell me what it is you want from me? And if I don't like what I hear, well, I can always cash in on the AMSIS reward for you.
Didn't I tell you guys this was a bad idea?
You have been listening to The Sword of Windsor by Eric L. Busby, based on the Falcon Banner novels by Christopher Patrick Leiden. Original music composed and performed by Kai Hartwig and Kevin MacLeod. The series was produced and directed by Mark Brezzi and Chris Snyder. Post-production by Chris Snyder. Special thanks to Christopher Patrick Leiden for making the series possible. The executive producer for Darker Projects is Eric Busby. This has been a Darker Projects production.
One man.
Detective Inspector Darian Tane.
One destiny.
An Imperial ship. From before the fall.
To free humanity from the forces of tyranny.
You have been found guilty of crimes against the hegemony, and your sentence is death.
Darian Tane will pick up a battle standard cast down 300 years before, finding friends in unlikely places.
Still here, Elias? Thought you'd left the second we docked.
Where would I go?
Together, they will embark on a journey to free their people from AMSIS oppression, uncovering along the way the sins that led to humanity's downfall and reforging alliances long thought forgotten.
For the memory of a better time.
Thanks.
300 years of slavery, persecution, and tyranny are at an end.
Yes! Open space. Time to... jump!
Darker Projects invites you to join us for the adventure of a lifetime.
Whoa!
Woot!
Join us for the Falcon Banner.